Tim, here we are at the Horse of the Year show. Let's first up, I mean, obviously from we know about your riding career, but the other side is you are a coach, and from a sort of a coaching perspective, you've hit the jackpot today, haven't you?
I certainly have. You know, I was helping Jess Dimmock, and she's the Young Riders Champion of Great Britain, and to do the Horse of the Year show is very, very special, because this is a really, really, really tough competition.
And for you, you've done so much competing wise. What does it mean to see a young rider come through and achieve what she has done today?
Well, a lot of years living their round within themselves, because you're trying to do it for them, but obviously you can't. But to be mentoring and helping, and it gives you a lot of satisfaction. And often you hear of players that go into management and say, you know, this is even better than when I was playing. And certainly today feels brilliant. It feels really, I'm so, so pleased for Jess. She's worked so hard. She's not from a money background, and indeed she baked cakes to pay for her lessons with me. So, you know, that's why I'm as fat as I am, I think, because they were wonderful cakes. But, you know, she basically sold these cakes at the local shop and the local old people's home and places like that to pay for her lessons. So she really deserves everything.
And as you say, someone who works so hard, and, you know, the crossover between sort of management and coaching, it doesn't always work, does it?
No, you do need to have a lot of talent in there as well, you know, and at the end of the day, Jess has got that in abundance. She's got a lot of talent, she's got a lot of feel for the way she rides, and so to be working with Jess, and that's really what I'm doing more, is working with her rather than training her. It's very satisfying when we can do it on the big occasion, like we have done indeed today.
I saw you watching the jump off, and while you would never wish ill on your competitors, but when George Whittaker had the fence down, perhaps the loudest cheer came from her coach.
It's that sort of sport, you know. I mean, ultimately, we're in it to win it, and that's what it means to us all. Everybody involved around Jess, it was an involuntary exclamation, but it was a very satisfied one.
And for you, though, this year, I mean, you're back in track, and okay, you didn't quite, the Olympic dream didn't come off, but presumably the competitive fires are still burning very deep.
They are, yeah. It keeps giving me another sort of little jolt now and then, just to say, hey, it's not as easy as all that. But we've had a very good year. It's great to be back at Horse of the Year show again. And we're actually coming up for the anniversary, and the 17th of October is when I broke my neck. So, you know, when I look back at those days, and they said that I wouldn't be riding for at least a year, to be at Horse of the Year show literally a week before that year's up, I'm very satisfied.
And what's the winter hold for you? Get over the 17th of October. What's the winter holding for you, competitive-wise?
Yeah, I've got some shows in Europe planned, and we've got Olympia, obviously, at Christmas time. So my intention is we're going to restock on horses. We're going to be looking around for some up-and-coming horses to come in, join the string, start the training back up again, because that takes a back seat during the summer. And, yeah, international shows. So we're going to be busy as ever in the winter.
And in the meantime, you wouldn't mind getting into the winner's rostrum. You may have got your pupil there. It's your turn next, is it?
You can say I better start pulling my finger out now.